The first Modernism Week was barely more than a weekend. Now, at 11 days long, the 10th year of Modernism Week has a full range of programs. There are lectures, film screenings, cocktail parties, book signings, vintage sales, and more tours than you can possibly go on. Although tickets may have been on sale for months, there are still a few left for some of the most exclusive and affordable events. At the heart of Modernism Week is CAMP, the community and meeting place.
It will be the major social hub of Modernism Week for the entire 11 days.
Mark Davis is on the board of Modernism Week. If you want to be in the middle of all the action, he says, CAMP is the place to be.
It's going to be 30,000 square feet of tents and floorings. There will be a small store in there, hospitality suite, a media suite. We'll have a bar and food services, some small lectures and presentations. We'll have films running on a regular basis. All of our bus tours will leave from CAMP.
A pass for CAMP is one of the most bang-for-your-buck items at Modernism Week, with a five-day pass costing $20. As Davis said, all bus tours leave from CAMP. Coming in at $65, it's not cheap, but they are at the heart of the festival, and some tickets are still available.
What you should not miss is a double-decker bus tour. If you've never been to Palm Springs, if you don't understand how the neighborhoods interact with each other, it gives you a complete overview. It's led by a trained guide.
While Modernism Week now showcases all aspects of mid-century life, architecture and education are still at the heart of the event. Davis says a double-decker bus tour is a fun and interesting way to break into the style and learn some terms.
Not only are you entertained, but you do, if you're a novice, you do come away with, oh, so that's what that's called. Oh, so that's what that style is. Oh, I didn't know that was called a folded plate roof or a butterfly roof. It's eye-opening. And the best thing about the bus tour is that you sit on the second level. And probably shouldn't be saying this, but it's a great way to see over all the gates and all the hedges. It's a really fun, eye-opening trip through town.
Along with the bus tours, there are also guided walking tours. Taking a stroll through some of Palm Springs' iconic neighborhoods like Deepwell Estates or the Movie Colony will put you back $35. Of course, if money is no object, there are pricey galas and cocktail parties galore to fill every night of Modernism Week. They run anywhere from $125 to $250. There's a reception with the mayor of Palm Springs celebrating the Illuminaire House, a dinner at the Saguaro Hotel with the artist Shag, a Mad Men-themed cocktail party, and dinner and a movie in the exclusive Smoke Tree Ranch neighborhood. But what about for those on a shoestring? Many lectures on design, architecture, and the legacy of mid-century are available for $12. Then there's a price point good for everyone. Free!
We have many free events that are open to the public during Modernism Week, the biggest of which is the Illuminated Modern, which we light up this year, I believe, 14 historic buildings along Palm Canyon.
Illuminated Modern is an after-dark, self-guided tour. The specially lit buildings will have the name of the architect and year of construction projected on them. There are also a number of book signings around Palm Springs relating to Modernism Week that are free, as well as a few cocktail parties. Whether or not you're part of the jet set, Modernism Week offers an opportunity to glimpse and partake in a bygone era. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.